Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to New Age Guild Radio. We are a growing community striving to bring you New Age and holistic practitioners, news, resources, and trending information from across the community. We welcome your feedback and suggestions for future programming, and yes, we do take questions on the air. Please visit us for free at newageguild.com to find a practitioner and what's happening in your community and beyond. And please don't forget to follow our program before the end of the broadcast. So sit back, enjoy the show, and welcome to our many guests and our wonderful listeners.
Hello. I can't hear you, but I apparently you can hear me. Okay. Am I going to be able to hear you? Okay. So tonight I wanted to talk about, I'm a psychic and a medium, and my name is Shelley J. Miller, and I wanted to speak to everybody tonight because about how to stay in faith and follow spirit in uncertain times. And we certainly are in that right now. There's been a lot of fear, and I want to talk to people tonight about how to stay out of fear and stay on the positive and to learn how to be guided by spirit. I want to share some stories tonight about how I've been guided in my lifetime and also the bigger picture of what's going on with the side that was sort of trying to be have an agenda to control humanity. So that you wake up to what is there, what's really going on, and what you're not being told, and you can make some conscious choices. But the bigger picture is I want you to know that peace lies within you all the time, no matter what, and you can tap into that and stay in a state of constant peace, which is a state of being called heaven, really. You don't die to get there. And I want to teach you how to do that. I'll share a story about that, too, with what happened to me in my life that changed my life, even though no outer circumstances changed. So wherever you want to go first, just let me know. Speak briefly about what's going on. Okay, I can speak briefly about what's going on, and then we'll turn this to the positive. There is a fear right now, and I think it's damped down a little bit, but it's going to happen again. There's a lot of people have had a fear because of the coronavirus of losing their life, losing a loved one or your income or your business, losing your civil rights, because the dark forces that are also called the deep state or the Illuminati or off-planetary forces that think they rule the world government, they have an agenda for humanity. And these are beings who are deeply separated from their source. And by separated means they're disconnected from the light and the goodness that we experience most of the time. There's a plan for depopulation and control of humanity through this virus that was manufactured for this purpose. And in spite of this and more to come, and there will be more to come, this is a time of an incredible opportunity to awaken and remember ourselves as divine children of God and who live eternally. The coming events are going to push us to awaken in these times to come, and that's a good thing. It's going to be by the same group that makes up the shadow government. They have a plan next to roll out a vaccine or purport to make a vaccine that will threaten your human rights or make it mandatory to take the vaccine so you don't get a choice of what to put in your body. So you don't want to take the vaccine from the same malevolent forces that are going to put a chip in the vaccine so you'll be trackable. So I hear I have a lot of callers. I'm ready to take callers. I do want to, though, get to the stories of faith, Angel, if we can, because it will demonstrate to people how spirit's got your back and the incredible things that can happen when it looks like the rug's been pulled out from under you. Do you want to go to callers first? Okay. So I have a couple of stories. One was when my dad was dying, and he was dying of vascular dementia, which is where you lose your mind. He had been a very brilliant man. It was very painful to watch. And I was his caregiver for several years because he was so emergent health-wise that I couldn't work and I had to take care of him. I was at one of the darkest places in my life, very isolated because his care was like 24/7. No friends, no money, no caregivers to help me. And one day Spirit said, and I hear my guidance, they said, get up and go down to the Dana Point Harbor, which is a beautiful harbor close by to where I live. I live in Southern California, for those of you who are not here in California. And I didn't even get dressed. I don't even think I brushed my hair, which is very unlike me. I drove down to the harbor, and I parked, and it was a Sunday. And I looked out, and there were lots of people frolicking and looking like they were just having the best time. And I literally looked at the clock and beseeched God for an hour, because I looked at the clock, about why couldn't I have friends? Why couldn't I have a boat? Why couldn't I have some money? Why couldn't I have a caregiver to help me? All these things that I thought I needed on the outside to make me peaceful, stable, comfortable, happy. And all of a sudden, I heard an audible click in my head, and everything went completely quiet. And at the same time that my thoughts disappeared, I was in an experience of the deepest peace that was without fear, without thought, without lack, without anything except the feeling of safety and the most incredible feeling of home, of God. And I had an experience of what's called divine revelation, where I experienced God within. What was remarkable about this and what I want to share is that nothing on the outside changed. Everything I thought I needed to be comfortable, safe, secure, and happy on the outside, none of it changed. But in the blinking of an eye, everything changed because I was able to transcend the mind and the ego. I was able to lay down fear. That changed my life. The other thing that happened was a few months after that, my dad died, and he thought he had my mother squared away financially. But what happened was that just as soon as he passed away, he had a VA pension, and he had a restaurant contract that he had worked at for years, he and my mother, and it turns out her name did not make it on the contract, and the VA wouldn't honor his pension. And all of a sudden, we were left with no money, something similar to what people are expressing now, they're experiencing now. The rug is pulled out from under you, and you have no idea. You don't have anyone to borrow from. You don't know what to do. So I used to go outside. I started going outside to meditate. I've been a longtime meditator because I've been following Spirit for years. And I noticed that there was a hummingbird that was around me every time I was trying to figure out what to do. I was trying to get still so I could hear my guidance or feel what to do. And I noticed there was a hummingbird. I thought it was weird because I used to sit outside all the time and never used to see any hummingbirds. So I got guidance to call a real estate agent that we'd used in the past. And I wanted to get a condo for my mom and I to live with. Did not want to be an apartment dweller at all. Was not even going to go there. So she started having us look around. And in the meantime, I also got guidance to go on Craigslist and look for a condo. But what I found was an apartment. And I was very, very drawn to it. And I thought, you know, I'm going to go look at that even though I don't want to live in an apartment. And every time I tried to go look for this apartment, I got blocked. So meantime, this real estate agent is showing us condo after condo, and they're horrible. There's nothing we can afford that we would like to live in, nothing in our area. I mean, they're just awful. So 2 weeks, 3 weeks go by, and I realized, you know, I remember about this place. And the hummingbirds are still coming. Every time I sit down to meditate or get some guidance, the hummingbird is still coming. And I pull into this apartment that I'd seen 2 or 3 weeks prior, and it was the last place on my list. And by this time, I was desperate. And when I went in, I could feel intuitively that even though that was not the plan that I wanted, that it was the right plan for me. And we went in to sign the lease a couple days later, and what we found was that, oh, I've got to tell you, in the meantime, Spirit had told me a year before my dad died, my dad was a jeweler, and he had a jewelry bench in his garage that he used to do jewelry repairs after he retired. He did it for fun. And I was going to clean that desk out, and they said, don't touch that desk. Do not touch that desk. And I said, why? And they said, because it's going to upset your father. You just wait till he passes away, and then you go clean out the desk. So we're trying to look around for a place to live, and all of a sudden, they say, go and clean out the desk. Well, I found all these little bags, bags and bags and bags of all these little jewelry findings that he used for repairs. And I didn't know if they were gold. I didn't know if it was worth anything. But I called a friend of his, and I went and I said, "Can you melt this down?" He said, "Well, it's definitely gold, but it looks so, you know, like little tiny pieces." There was $5,500 worth of gold in that desk, my friends, that Spirit had told me not to clean out before, because they knew this time was coming. Spirit knows in advance what you're going to go through. This is what we used to move into the apartment that we found. But get this, when we went in to sign up for the lease, there was a moving fee that was more than what we had planned with the $5,500 and all the money that we had to spend to make all these changes happen and you know, stay afloat in the meantime. And it just so happened that when I told my sister where we were, the chief financial officer of the apartment that we had pulled into, that I had been guided to by the hummingbird, the chief financial officer was a man that we used to spend Christmases and holidays and Thanksgivings with, and he loved my dad. And he was able to waive the fee so that we got to move in. Think about this. I didn't want an apartment, but this is the thing, you know, you have to get out of the way when you folks are trying to decide what's going to come up next for you and everything else. Spirit has a plan, and God's plan for you is better than your plan for you. So you have to know that. You have to know that you're guided. Things happen for a reason. If I had gone to see that apartment, I would have passed on it. But because they made me wait 2 or 3 weeks until I was desperate, I was open. And Spirit knows that about me. I'm very, very stubborn. So all of these things played together. We were perfectly guided, and Spirit knew way in advance what was going to happen. And it's just an amazing story that I hope gives you hope to know that when it looks like there is no way, Spirit will make a way. My whole life is full of these stories of faith. I've been like a walking poster child for the faith walk, and I'll share them someday in a book. But I hope this helps you to know that if you will get still and tune in and live in the now and let your fear go, this illusion of a world that we're living in will begin to look like a place of love and peace to you, because you'll know you're guided. So I'm ready to take callers. I hope that helps you, those stories of waking up and things not changing on the outside and finding the peace. And then when I did need the guidance, I got it.
Hi, Shelly.
Ready to go.
Laura.
Hi, Laura.
Yes. Hi.
Hi, honey. How can I help?
Well, I've been trying to find my peace and with the right job and settling down. I want to get a house, and I've been wanting that for years. And every time I go to, when I'm just about to get it, something comes along and wipes the rug out from underneath me.
Okay.
I was just about to, I was supposed to move into a house at the end of this month. And this, I lost my contract, this virus epidemic now. And I'm just trying to figure out, when's it going to be my turn to finally get my place and to feel like I have some stability? And it's like,
okay,
God is trying to tell me, no, you're not, yeah, not yet. Over
right.
and over and over again. And it's been years. This has been going on.
Right, right. You know, it's hard when it goes on for years, because I was told in 2007 by an ascended master that walked by me on the beach about the times that were coming. That was 13 years ago. And he told me all kinds of things that were going to go on. And I hear it psychically. I don't watch the news or the radio. But it seems forever, doesn't it? In the course of your little lifetime, it seems forever. It's like, when is my day coming? But believe me, you are being held off for a reason, and I can feel that intuitively. So I want to say, if you will relax into that, and do you have a practice where you follow Spirit every day? Because I feel like you've built up a little bit of resistance towards that. Does that make sense?
In other
words,
are you
surrendered, you know, to saying, where do you want me, and where would you have me go? What would you have me do? Who would you have me speak to? Are you
no, I haven't done
that. No.
Because I want what I want.
Oh, I know, yeah, honey. And that's why I told that story. I wanted to live in a condo. And Spirit knew that I was going to live in a condo unless they could wear me out for 2 weeks so that I would be in receptivity. Look at that story of what I happened. I mean, there's so many things that have been to the good for me here, that, and I absolutely wasn't going to have it. So you have to, you're disconnected, honey. So I can feel it from your guidance, because you got your plan for God, and now you're really amped up because of this virus. Do you see what I mean? So if you would go ahead and start to really surrender, if you give yourself even the rest of this week until the weekend, and I don't mean jump back on your horse by the time the weekend's over. I mean begin to lay it down. I used to have a spiritual mentor that said, lay it down. And I really want you to do that, lay it down. And then when you get calm, begin to ask for signs and symbols. You will get number series. I have a friend who wanted to move to Las Vegas, and she was very afraid. She had to leave her home and family, had no money, but she felt driven to go there. And she said, okay, if you want me to do this, I want to see eights. I want 888. And she was going to go to Las Vegas. And she pulled out of her apartment and went by a mailbox, and it said 888. Down the street, a car pulled in front of her, 888 on the license plate. Down to a restaurant to have lunch with their daughter, sitting in a booth where she couldn't see the people next to her. And they're mumbling along, and all of a sudden she hears, Las Vegas, mumble, 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 Las Vegas. See, it works like that. You see what I mean? Try to make it more fun, because I'm seeing you with like a cat of nine tails, which is a war weapon. It's like you're wielding it against Spirit, and you're saying, I'm going to have what I want. Honey, Spirit has your back. You see what I mean?
Yeah, your and time I've is been coming. Seeing 12-12 a lot.
Yeah, that is really good. That's a sign of the masters. And so it's also a sign that your time is about to come. I would say, have you entertained a feeling of a move or anything like that that's coming?
Oh,
for
yeah.
You? Yeah. Because I think that's what you're waiting on, hon, is that within a year's time, you will be moved into another place. I feel like you're going to leave California. Where are you now? Are you in California? Because I don't feel you in this state.
I'm in New Jersey.
Okay. Because I feel like
I'm actually looking for work in North Carolina right now.
Yeah. I'm hearing that North Carolina is very good for you. But I feel like, sweetie, the way you're going about it vibrationally is not a match to where you want to get to. Do you understand about matching vibration?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, okay.
I've been fighting it because I've been wanting so bad. Because I couldn't figure out financially how to get to North Carolina when I'm here in New Jersey.
Right.
And now with the virus thing going on, I'm thinking, well, if I can get a remote position in North Carolina, I can save up enough money that when by the time we're ready to go back to work, I could move down to North Carolina. So maybe now is my time. If I can get a remote position in North Carolina, maybe now would be the time that I could make that happen.
I'm hearing to put your feelers out now, but the guides are saying to me it's going to take a little while until that comes to good. Do you until that comes to you? But North Carolina is a go for me. What your plan is a good plan. It's just not quite yet. But here's what I'm seeing is that do you have another? Do you have an ex or somebody that's in your way in terms of you haven't cleared up your relationship yet?
I'm estranged from my middle brother.
No, it feels more like, because it feels like part, it could be the brother. It feels like part of your clearing has to happen so that you go stepping into the new vibration. I feel like you've got some baggage, you've got some luggage with feeling that somebody did you wrong and feeling a little bit
my brother.
Like a little, a little miffed about it, a little, you know, yeah. pretty upset about it. And, honey, what that does is it blocks our vision. When we carry judgment and guilt or anger or jealousy or anything and we believe ourselves to be victims in any kind of way that something's been done to us, I know it sounds hard to believe. But when you let go of that baggage and you start to send him love and forgiveness, you have to remember this world is a dream that we've dreamed. And we point to our body in the world and we think it's real, but it isn't. It's an illusion. It's Maya that's been talked about in the East, in the mystics for thousands and thousands of years. And you are only here in the course of a lifetime, not necessarily to get to North Carolina. You're here to awaken. And the way you do that is you let go of your ego and your fear, and you let go of your judgments of yourself and other people. And when you heal those issues, you will be in a vibration that is what you want to draw to yourself. You'll be in a vibration of love and peace. And then what happens is it rolls to you. What is yours will come to you. It just rolls to you. So I want to tell you to heal this with your brother. And every time you have a about that, you need to let that go, because it's not real. We're all trapped in the same hallucination, dreaming that we could be separate from God, and it can't possibly be so. But that's the way people, that's why they, people act the way they do. You see what I mean? So if you will come into love and forgiveness, you will awaken, which is really important. You want to do that during this time. And you want to find your right job and your right position. And is you're not with a partner right now?
No.
Because I feel a partnership coming to you, too, once you get to your new place, once you get to North Carolina. I feel if that's an option for you, that it will come. But right now, what you need to do is heal your issues, lay down, surrender to God's plan, and be happy about it, knowing that just like I didn't want an apartment, I didn't want a lot of things in my life, but God knew way in advance what was going to happen to me. And you got to trust that and heal your issues with the brother. And then your vision is going to clear up, you, because you'll be able to be at peace. You'll be able to hear your intuition. You'll feel it. You'll get an inspired thought, and you'll know to make a move on it, and it will be the right thing. So go ahead and put out your information in North Carolina right now, but really work on the things that I've told you, and things will line up. You're looking for a vibrational match, Laura.
Okay. Thank you, Shai. Really appreciate that. That's awesome.
You're welcome.
I'll work on
You're
that.
Welcome, sweetheart. Good things are coming, but you have to put in the work. You just and be grateful to do it, because you want to wake up during this mess. You want to be one of the ones who's awake and at peace, right?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, more than anything. Yeah. More than anything you do. Yeah. Okay,
thank
sweetheart.
You so
I wish
much.
You the best. My pleasure.
Appreciate it. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Hello.
Hi. Who's this?
Oh my God. I'm listening to another show. I'm on YouTube. Hi.
Oh, okay. Do you want to call in live? I'm Shelley J. Miller. Did you want to call in live?
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead and ask a question, or how may I help you?
Oh, I'm so sorry, but how are you doing?
I'm well, sweetheart. What is your name?
My name is Katie.
Katie, nice to meet
mm-hmm.
you. Is there a way that I can help you? You've called in for a reason?
Sure. I want to move out of, I'm in New York City, and I want to move. And
okay.
I'm trying to see, I used to be on unemployment, and I think they just did like an extension. So I'm trying
mm-hmm.
to see if I'm actually going to get the extension or get a new claim, or if I'm going to get a job, because what I want to do is just, like, save up. And I really
mm-hmm.
feel like because New York is so quarantined, I don't have to spend as much, you know, I can really save, you know, some money now. And I'm thinking about moving to Atlanta or Charlotte. And I'm just
oh, my God. I was going to tell you you're going to Atlanta.
Really?
Right on. Yeah. Uh-huh. Go ahead, outside of Atlanta, though, a little bit outside of Atlanta, but go ahead. We'll pick that up. Go ahead and tell me what you're going to say, because I have Atlanta for you. It's outside
yeah,
of Atlanta, though.
Yeah,
yeah.
I'm just wondering, like, am I going to be able to do it? Am I going to be able to save up the money or when or just anything about it? Because I actually used to live there, and I kind of just was kind of, like, working through the fear of being on my own, and because I kind of – was going through job issues and different things the last time I was there, and I kind of lost
mm-hmm.
everything. So I just had
okay.
like recently did like some EFT on the fear of losing everything again. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yes, I do. Yeah, and that's a good technique. That's
yeah.
a good technique. Yeah. Do you want me to go ahead and comment?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sure.
Okay. also, before you spoke that out, I didn't want to interrupt you, so I didn't say Atlanta, but I saw Atlanta. The map lights up for me, and I see stuff. But I also could feel it. I felt like you should be moving more towards the south, but it is slightly to the, I'm looking at the map, is slightly to the west of Atlanta, and I don't know what cities are there. I don't know my geography well enough to know in that Georgia area what's around there. But I'm going to tell you, you're going to have some kind of a windfall that's going to happen. You're not going to expect it. It's going to come out of the blue. Can't tell you exactly from where. But rather than sitting impatiently waiting for it, just know that Spirit's got you here and the money is coming, because I'm seeing a present with a bow wrapped flying through the air that's headed towards you. And then I'm also saying that when you get to Atlanta, you are going to meet a group of friends and support group there that is going to welcome you in. I think it's through your work connections. And I think that this group will last for a while for you in terms of your support. But then I think it will get deeper. And as times go and we move deeper into this time of change, you will find kind of your tribe, 2, 3, 4, 6 people maybe, that you will bond together with. And you'll do some things like maybe growing food together and that kind of stuff. That's why I want you slightly out of the city. Cities are not going to be a good place to be. So I want you to be able, even if you have to drive for a while, or you can find some sort of subsidiary that doesn't put you right in the city, you will have people that will welcome you. And after a year or so of being there, there will be a deepening of spirit for you and a more of a wakeful state of really knowing what's going on. And you're going to find your tribe of people to be with. Also, I feel like you're going to get visited from people that love you where you are, friends and family, and I think one or two of them, looks like a woman, is going to think that you have the smarter way to go and want to come and join you with your group in the Georgia area. As things get a little tighter and a little tougher on planet Earth, I think you're going to be surrounded by a good group of people.
Okay, so not Charlotte, North Carolina.
Let me read that. Let's see.
Because I know they're not, because I know South Carolina is like 3 hours away or 2 hours away from Atlanta. Like, I don't know the distance, but it could be Atlanta, because I do feel comfortable there because I used to live there. So I kind of know how to get around, but I'm open to Charlotte as well.
Well, Charlotte would be okay for you. It's a good vibration. I like that too. But what I originally heard and saw was the map light up to the west, a little bit southwest of Atlanta or northwest. It's just right in there. If I had a map in front of me, I should read with the map, because I get a lot of locations, but you can put your finger on it. It's not too far outside of Atlanta. So either one of those will be fine, but feel it, and by getting still, feel which one comes and just stay open. And really what I'm trying to tell people tonight is say, you know, spirit, take the wheel, you know, really. I mean, just follow the signs, you know, and be at peace, because you're going to springboard like a little jump up bunny. You're just going to go, holy cow, it's now. And you're going to get going, and things are going to fall in place. Like, I'm seeing paperwork, like files come together and go blup, 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 and they just fall right into place for you. So, So, but it's a timing, as I think a lot of these things are right now. It's a timing. So you don't want to move in fear. You want to move when it feels peaceful to you and it feels right, and miraculously things are lining up, then you know it's your time to go. And you can always ask for symbols and signs, but you will know it within your being what feels best to you. Does that make sense?
Yeah, thank you so much. You know what?
Okay.
I just realized, like, oh, if I definitely get this, well, if I get the unemployment or even if I work, I'm like, oh, I can actually really save up some money now that I'm not traveling to the city and eating out like that. I'm like, I can really, you know, move. So
Right. Yeah. Well, it's going to become a possibility for you. I forgot to say to everybody who's listening, I'm doing a special for all of you who are kind enough to listen on the radio tonight. If anybody either doesn't get a reading because of time constraints or they want a longer reading, this is reduced from my normal prices, but I'm going to do a $3 a minute. So if you go to my website and send and just say radio, radio reading, and then I will extend the reading for you at $3 a minute. I normally read for half hour or an hour, but if you want 10 minutes more, 20 minutes more, whatever, my website is ShellyJMiller.com for everybody that's listening. And you just go to the contact page and say radio reading that you heard it on the radio and give me your information so that I can call you back. I will respond in 24 hours for anybody who does this. If you don't hear from me, you spelled something wrong.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, because I always respond. So if you want a deeper dive, and to anybody who's listening, I'll extend that for tonight. But good luck and be at peace.
Thank you.
Because your time is coming. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
Hi there.
Great.
What's your name?
Karen in New York.
Karen, nice to meet you.
Thank you.
I'm Shelley. What can I do for you, sweetie?
Yes. Well, I would like to know what is ahead for me. I'm at a crossroads.
Okay.
A lot of changes.
Yeah, I can see you. I get a lot of clairvoyant visions. And so what I'm seeing for you is that you're scratching your head like when you need to wash your hair and start fresh and everything is itchy and scratchy, it's like it's time to go. You need a fresh new start. I feel like, let me listen here. I feel like there's some kind of division between the people that you have been in your life. Like there's part of them that you want to take with you somewhere, and then there's part of that equation that you don't like so much. Does that make sense?
Possibly.
Go ahead.
People in my life would be, family or other people.
Well, kind of everything. I feel like it's like a suit of clothes that you're wearing that doesn't fit you so well anymore, and yet you love certain people, but there's also like you're ready to make some kind of a change. I feel like right now I can feel a fresh breeze moving through my own body, which is the psychic sense that you need to. It would be akin to if you were going to go to the ocean for the first time and breathe it in. You know what I mean? You need something new. Are you looking to move in your career? Because I'm seeing you doing something with your hands. Do you work with your hands? Is it Karen?
Yeah, I haven't. Right? I don't have a career, actually. It's a very long story. I was pursuing acting years ago, and then I got involved being a caregiver to my grandmother for a very long time. I put the career on hold and then never went back to it, and then I was involved with my partner, and I was his health advocate and partner and friend and lover, all that. And then he got very, very, very sick. You know, this was through the years, and more and more of a caregiver to him. And then he passed away this past summer.
Okay.
So that's what I'm like. Wow, now what? I would
love
a change of scenery. I've been in this apartment too long. I have no idea how or where. I don't know what my gifts are, really, and what is it I am supposed to do with the rest of my life.
Okay. Well, I am, let's see. I mean, I know that you can make a living as a caregiver, but I don't know that that's something you want to do for very much longer, because I've been a caregiver like that, and it wears you completely out. So,
I don't want to do it. I only did it for people I cared about.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Well, I'm seeing you work with a timepiece with an old pocket watch. So let me ask my guides what that is, or your guidance what that is. You're saying, you need to stay tuned for a new career for sure. You need something to do. I'm trying to feel into it and see what it is that you could. I feel that you like people and are good with people, but I also feel like you could manage something like you have good organizational skills from having to deal with people and take care of their needs. But I feel like you could parlay that into more of a business thing. Like you could end up managing an apartment or a small business or something like that, where you could live there and also derive your income. Do you see what I mean? Like a small community. I don't know if that holds any interest for you, but it feels to me like you have organization.
I do not have organizational skills.
It feels like you have managerial skills so that you can, if it was
no,
in a civil environment, you could put things together.
I do not. I'm sorry, but I do not have organizational or managerial skills.
Even in a small situation where it was simple, where you were just helping people on a daily basis?
Yeah.
I don't mean running anything. Major.
I'm all over the place. I am so not organized.
I manage for myself, but not to lead
other people or have a responsibility like that for, no.
Well, what I'm seeing is something
I'm
like,
a creative brain. I see.
Yeah, yeah. If you were living someplace where your rent was taken care of because you were just like, taking in keys for people or simple things like that. It's a simple job, and then I see you doing something creative. I see you work with your hands, and it's with paper, and I don't know what that means. Do you have a flair for doing like? I'm seeing like something handmade, like invitations or something it's almost like origami. It's beautiful what you're making. And they bring people a sense of, I'm seeing you selling things in packages that are made from paper, and they bring back a sense of yesteryear. A feeling of what was important that we've kind of lost touch with. Do you have good old memories and good pictures and things like that that you could remind people of a slower, simpler, sweeter time?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, because I'm seeing you work with your hands. It's something creative with paper, and it's something that touches people's hearts. I think that you've been out of alignment with that for so long that you're not seeing that as a possibility. Is there something that, but this is what I'm seeing for you, and I'm seeing that you can live somewhere where your rent is taken care of and do your creative projects until you get that built up. I feel
wow.
like you're going to be moving. Yeah, I feel like you're going to be moving kind of west in a western, northwestern direction. Where did you say you are right now?
New York City.
Okay, yeah. I feel like it's almost like a move out west type of thing. It may not be really out west, but it's like taking a fresh breeze. Do you have a female friend that I'm picking up that is, I don't know, like New Jersey or somewhere else that would be more of a fresh breath of fresh air for you? Someone else that you like that you could go and live closer in that neighborhood?
No.
Okay, because that's what I'm seeing. I feel like if you will, I'm seeing you lay on the ground with that old game called jacks where we have like you throw the ball and you pick up the jacks. I feel like in the next little bit of time, you have to get more back in touch with yourself and pick up clues and notice what is, because I think that you've been blocked out for so long from your creative side that you've got to be able to pick up these clues. And I see you pouring yourself a cup of coffee and just spending some time leafing through some old things, some magazines, some books, things that are dear from you. Make a short list of things that are important to you and see what speaks to your heart about what you would like to put out there, what you'd like to share, and keep it really simple, maybe six things. And I think one thing is going to lead to the next. You see what I mean? Because you've been kind of off the scent for a really long time. But it's
okay,
something with working with your hands, yeah, that reminds people of good, better times.
I don't remember really being very artistic as a child with or doing anything like that. You know, stuff that maybe I had to in school or camp or whatever. But
right. When you
never
you
never
creative,
on my own
mean?
Went for any of
mm-hmm.
that or, you know.
Yeah. When you said you were creative, what did you mean?
I just guess in general and in, can't explain it. I also thought in acting.
Uh-huh. I think you could do some
maybe in dress
theater again.
in
I'm sorry, I didn't hear what you said, Karen.
Go ahead. In dressing, in ideas, in silly little things.
You mean like set dressing or costuming or things like that?
Well, I've gotten compliments on, you know, outfits and just the way I dress, the way I put things together.
You, that's
things
why
like
I said
that,
you have a,
and
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. You could do some theater, but this is the gift that I'm seeing that you have, where you put things together that make people feel a certain way. You move people with the way that you put things together, whether it's with your hands, and it's with paper or photographs or memories or what you've described. You have a gift of touching people's hearts so that they remember and they feel certain emotions. So I'm not sure exactly how to lead you there, except to say I would make a short list of the things that you love, like what you just mentioned. And I would go ahead and speak it out and share it with people. I am getting a female friend that you're going to talk with that's going to spark an idea for you, because I feel like you're not going to be in New York City forever. I think that you may stay there for a while. You may find that it's okay to stay there, but you need a whole new view on life, which may include a move. If it doesn't, you'll be doing something more creative again, because you got to get back in that groove. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, I wish I could lead you exactly. Oftentimes they'll say, oh, I'll see somebody snapping pictures, and I know that they're going towards photography or things that are really that I can describe to them, and it takes them right there. I'm not able to do that to you, except that you have a creative ability that if you'll make a short list, you'll begin to see what moves you and what moves other people that you do it. Out of that, when you start to speak about it, out of that will come a conversation and ideas will start to flow. And before you know it, you'll have a new direction. It might be even a move, but you may not have to move to get that to happen.
Well, I've always would love to move to a warmer climate.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. Well, see what spirit has for you. If you begin to put that out there and say, like I'm trying to explain to people tonight, say, where do you want me? You know, and let yourself be led. Watch for the signs that come up. If you start getting, you know, flamingos in Florida, start to pay attention to that. If you start getting a friend offering you to come and visit in New Jersey, start to pay attention to that. You're going to get signs and symbols from the universe. You haven't been connected in that way for a while, so you need to learn how to start working with spirit and the symbols that come to you every day. But you start that process by being able to feel into what's important to you. I'm going to leave you with that, because I think you got to actually work through this process. You see what I mean? Begin to.
I do meditate, and you know, I don't get any answers. I've been working on it.
Okay. Well, try again to just stay still and say, "Where do you want me?" and make that practice. And notice if you get a little impulse to do something, and then you stop yourself, because if you can just keep going, when you get a little impulse to do something, take it. Little doorways are big doorways when you follow spirit.
Mm-hmm. Are you getting anything about a direction, another place?
Well, I said I felt that you would be moving west, but I can't tell you exactly where that is, because I feel like that could be a metaphor too, that it's a metaphor for going out west and going to the ocean and smelling the ocean for the first time and that kind of thing. So I've got a lot of callers waiting. I'm going to have to leave you with that. If you want a more in-depth reading, call me, go to ShellyJMiller.com, and I'll give you the special promotion price for tonight.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thanks for calling, Karen.
Thank you.
My pleasure.
Appreciate it. Blessings. Have a good night.
Thank you. Next up. Oh, sent me a question. Okay, let's see. Okay. From the chat room, Karina's asking whether you think the angels were trying to tell her something. She's been receiving number combinations on the clock. She's given a lot of samples. You have a lot of callers. Okay. Chat room question, Karina. Do I think the angels have something to tell you? Are you seeing like 1111 and double numbers like 2222 and things like that? I'm feeling like there's somebody in the spiritual realm who has passed away that has a message for you. Let me see what it is. Have you lost, I'm seeing an older man. It's either, it feels like a grandfather figure. If it's the father figure, he was older when he passed, quite a bit older. I'm hearing something about changing who you're living with. Are you living in a situation with either somebody who is, if it's female, is not harmonious with you, or if you are in a love relationship, it's somebody who is holding you back. That's what I'm getting. 11, 11, 4, and 3, and 7. Okay, so 11, 11 is to pay attention to your thoughts. 4 is the number of determination. 3 is the number of the Christ, which would be to follow your impulses. Does it make sense to you, the male or female relationship that you are living with or around that may be holding you back? Because I feel like you're longing to do something and you keep yourself away from your desires, like you're second guessing yourself. Okay. Not answering. Okay. Well, if you're still listening, Karina, I feel like you are second guessing yourself and there is a situation about a relationship that needs to be resolved. You need to keep moving forward. Okay. Let's go ahead and take the next caller. Hello.
Hello. Hi.
Hi. Who's this?
Hi. This is Regina.
Regina, hi. I'm Shelly. How can I help you, honey?
Hi, Shelly. I am calling in regards to career, and I know it's in a standstill right now, and I am working. Mm-hmm. I work from home, but it's still a contract job. So, you know, you got to like, what are you seeing as far as once this lifts up as far as the pandemic? As far as any opportunities, because I have been sending out opportunities, not as much like I should, but I am because of what's going on.
So you said you are looking for other opportunities, but not as much as you should. Is that what you're saying?
I am looking for opportunities because I do work from home.
Okay.
And I'm a contractor for a health insurance company. And I was working in the office, but they made us, you know, work from home, which is a good thing. Right.
Right.
And I am thankful for my job. I am. But, and I just want to see what opportunities are out there for me as far as career.
Would you be willing, after this pandemic lifts, would you be willing to go back into the workplace or would you prefer to stay at home? Because I do see you having the option to do either one.
I'll tell you this. I will work in the office if it's closer to where I live, like more local.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But if it's further out, I'd rather work from home and go to the office when I just need to go to the office.
So what I'm seeing is you said you're in healthcare right now, right?
Yes.
Like from the management side, right?
No. Mm-mm.
Okay, because I'm seeing a job coming from the management side of healthcare. What is it that you do?
I work on the Medicaid side of the insurance, health insurance of a big conglomerate, big corporation, of course, and I'm working with foster care kids and the kids that's in juvenile justice. Yes, and so we have a partnership with them. So
okay.
I'm more of a document management or records management person?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. I feel like that can continue on, but with a different company. I feel like there's a lot of light around what's coming for you. It's like managing something, but you're really happy about it. I feel like what you're doing has gone stale somehow. Is that true?
Mm-hmm.
'Cause it doesn't feel fresh and new.
Yeah.
But what I see that's coming, it has a lot of light around it. And because I saw you before sitting in an office, like, man, am I bored with this? And I feel like what's coming is with some kind of a healthcare agency from the managerial side, but you're happy about it because you feel like you have more hands-on ability to really help people. And I feel like that isn't the case with what you're doing right now. It feels more like red tape and a bunch of stacks of paper that you're under that you never really get to get out there and get your hands on helping people inspire their lives and make them move forward. Would that be right?
Yes. Definitely.
Yeah.
I'm not doing the case management part like my other team. My position is a little different, but I don't mind
mm-hmm.
the documents. I don't mind the paper. I just feel like it's something more for me out there.
I hear over and over again that there is a new job coming for you, similar field, but a new company. And it's going to make you much happier. And I think you're going to have more flexibility with your hours and stuff. If you have kids, and you have needs to be a mom and to be at home and stuff like that, I feel like whoever you're going to work for, right up front when you go in for the interview, I think you're going to hit it off. And when you do, you want to say up front what your needs are. Like, hey, Tuesday I need to leave early because of this, that kind of thing. I think you're going to find somebody who is very complimentary to you and likes you and wants it to work out for you. It feels like a female that you're going to find in a new situation. So I would just put the feelers out through the regular way. And of course you can talk it up, you know, with people that you know, but I feel like you're going to come through it through traditional methods. And it's along the same lines, but it's so much happier and so much freer. And for some way reason, you're going to feel more inspired to go to work.
Wow. And do you feel,
yeah.
This is within 90 days or something like that? Or?
Yeah, I think it's not much longer than that. I think it is soon.
Okay.
It does feel that way to me. Now, there again, if you want a more in-depth reading, like I've shared with all the callers, I know we only have 10 minutes left. My website is shellyjmiller.com, and it'll be, if you want to extend the reading, it's $3 a minute. But anybody that wants more information from me, I'll do other radio shows and all kinds of stuff. Go to my website and be a part of my email group. And ShellyJMiller.com. Everybody sign up for the emails, and then you'll stay abreast of what I'm doing and how I can help you further. So thank you for calling tonight.
Thank you. You've been such a great help.
Oh, I'm so glad. So glad to hear it. Thank you. So my next show is – thank you. You too. So the next show that we're doing on New Age Guild Radio is going to come up on Tuesday night. I believe it's the 28th. Is that right, Angel? It will be the 28th. Same time frame, 7:30 at night. And we're going to do the same kind of thing. I haven't decided on a theme yet, but I will always be about helping people, taking calls, and anything spiritually you want to ask me about the times that are coming, what's going on, all of that. Have your questions ready. Be glad to answer them. Also, you know, sign up on my email letter or email me at shellyjmiller.com if you have other questions that you would like to hear about on the next show, and I'll be glad to address them then. So I thank everybody for calling tonight. It's been a pleasure to serve all of you, and I hope I see you on my website. And there again, if anybody wants to extend the reading or didn't get one tonight, go ahead and look me up, and I will get back to you by tomorrow. So, Angel, thank you for having me on the show. I really enjoyed it, and I look forward to the next time. Oh, I have 5 minutes left. Okay, well, you want to take another caller? Okay, let's do it. So one more time, probably one more caller. Do I have a caller on the line? Hello, you're on the line.
Hello.
Hi. Hi, dear. What's your name?
Is it me?
Yes, it's you. You're the last one. Yeah.
Hi, Shelly. It's
Hi.
Kimberly. How are you? I already know
goodness.
You.
Oh, my goodness. I know you too, my love. How are you?
Good. Oh,
you
my God.
You must have gotten my email.
Yeah, I did. I did. Thank you so much. I've been enjoying the show.
Oh, thanks for your support. How can I help?
Ooh, I just wondered, of course I have like a million questions, but I wanted to actually just give it to Spirit and ask Spirit, is there anything that I really need to know in moving forward right now?
Okay.
Is there something of major importance? It could be career, it could be health, it could be abundance, it could be so many different things. I've been feeling very much like nose to the grindstone.
Yeah.
Very like kind of stagnant in obligation. And I'd love to know what Spirit would love to advise me.
Okay. Well, right away, Kimberly, and I have read for you before. We only have 3 minutes, so this will be quick, but you know how to find me.
Yes.
And the special promotion applies to you, too, even though
you're
one of my clients. Is that I saw you with a ball and chain around your right foot, which is the foot that goes forward into the world. And I feel like this has to do with you putting things on hold that are really cherished things for you, that you haven't been willing to step out and know that Spirit's got your back. I'm seeing a big nest, a big bird's nest, beautifully made. The twigs, and it's so sturdy. I mean, this is a nest that you could put an eagle in. And then and it's empty, and Spirit's hands are like, go, go, go. They're pushing you out of the nest. So So I feel like, and I know that when I read for you before, we've talked about your new career and that kind of thing and your wedding plans and all of that without sharing your personal information. I feel like you need to trust it, babe. You need to go for it. And if you would sit down and make a list of just three things, is what I'm hearing to tell you. What is most important to you in 1, 2, and 3, and then say, I'm going to make it happen. And you have to take the initiative because there's a little inertia that's built up. And it's not as hard to get started. Once you get started, you're going to go like a whirling dervish. Things are going to start to line up. Yeah. So you've got to go ahead, though. It's just like when you don't want to clean the bathroom, and I think, oh, my God, it's going to take so long to clean the tub. And when I just get down to do it, 5 minutes later, the whole thing's clean. I feel great. And I think, what was that about? You know what I mean? So I think if you will just write three things down that you really want to do, and then say 1, 2, 3, plug your nose, jump into the pool. Just get going.
Okay.
If I'm seeing the hands of Spirit, when you jump in the pool, they are moving you along like with, it's beautiful. You've got a lot of grace behind you, Kimberly. You really do. And they're ready to let you fly. They want you to fly.
Okay. I guess I feel, and it's probably an illusion, but I feel like I'm so stuck in my regular work, and then when I get home, I feel like I'm stuck in, like, housework and house obligations.
Right.
So I just feel like I don't have the time and the space to do anything I really want to do. It's almost like it's everything I have to do. And I'm
right.
just, like, rushing through my chores. I can get to what I really want to do.
Right.
And there's
never
time.
We only have 40 seconds left, 30 seconds left.
See, there's never time.
I know, there's never time. But at least you got on, and you know my number. You know how to get in touch with me, and we can look at this later. But there is more time than you think. It's a matter of choosing and jumping in and stepping in and making one thing happen. And Spirit will direct the rest. You tell the universe, this is what's on my heart, and I know you want this for me, and let Spirit arrange your schedule. Honestly. You got to leave more space.
Okay.
So I'm glad that
you're
from you. I'm glad you jumped on, and you know how to get to me. And again, everybody, if you want to be on my on my email list so you can hear more and we can have a longer reading, ShellyJMiller.com. You can also find it on New Age Guild. I thank everybody for coming and calling in tonight, and I thank Angel for having me. I'm going to be with Angel again, not this week, next week, but the week after, on a Tuesday night at 7:30, and we will do more calls and give more information about the times that are ahead. Much love to everybody. Thank you, Angel. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Thank you, sweetie. I'll see you soon.
Welcome to New Age Guild Radio. We are a growing community striving to bring you New Age and